Volunteers with the Kachemak Crane Watch have kept an eye out for sandhill crane adults and colts all summer. The season isn't over yet, but the information collected so far has given the group a decent picture of the crane's progress. KBBI's Quinton Chandler has the story.
Dozens of people dialed into the Crane Watch this year, at first to report the sandhill crane's return to Kachemak Bay in the spring. Nina Faust is co-founder of the Kachemak Crane Watch. She says nearly 100 people have called in with sightings.
We get reports shortly after they've arrived from people who have cranes nesting in their yards, and they let us know that their pair is back or a new pair has arrived and set up a territory.
Like most birds, the cranes follow a regular migratory pattern. They head south for the winter, and then they return north for the summer months to nest and prepare their young for their first migration. But cranes have one thing going for them that most birds don't.
They're incredibly loved by people because of their beautiful dancing. And they are a symbol of fidelity. They're a symbol of loyalty. They're a symbol of longevity.
People love the birds so much, they let them have the run of their property to nest, roost, and take shelter from predators during the summer months. Nina and her husband Edgar Bailey started crane watching between 15 and 20 years ago, and it's become a regular thing for them to host their own crane family each summer.
We started to say, you know, nobody's really done anything with sandhill cranes in the area, and we'd really like to know what is the population here. Is it going down or is it maintaining? Especially because there was a lot of feeding of eagles going on.
Eagles are a major predator of sandhill cranes. Today, Nina and her pup Chipper are keeping a watchful eye on a crane couple and their colt. The birds repeatedly dip their long necks toward the ground and dig for worms a few feet from Nina's front porch, as if we're not even there. Nina calmly backs away each time they move a little closer to give them free access to their next delicacy.
We have to move. The cranes want some gravel. They need gravel in their gizzards to help grind up food. But anyway, nope. Chipper.
This summer, the cranes in the Bay Area seem to have done fairly well. Nina and her partners have an early tally for the season.
So far this year, we had 26 hatched, which is a pretty good number. And of those 26 that were hatched, we have 11 that are confirmed fledged at this point, flying. So that's pretty good. And we had one unhatched egg.
Nina quickly added she meant to say 26 hatched that survived. 9 more colts hatched, but those were taken by predators. 26 surviving hatchlings falls right in the middle of the trend for the past 3 years. In 2011, 2012, and 2013, the number of observed fledged colts reached the 20s each time.
I'd say right in the ballpark of what we would expect for this year, and I'm just waiting to get the final numbers on how many actually fledged.
Once those numbers are in, it will be near time for the adult cranes and their newly fledged colts to take flight for the Sacramento Valley. Nina says the cranes should begin to flock to make their winter trip sometime between the 12th and the 20th of September.
The family will come back to their territory. So next spring, when this family comes back, if that colt makes its migration, and if that colt comes all the way back after migration in the spring, he will come back with his parents to this very property.
No doubt, the cranes will be welcomed back with a new round of calls to Crane Watch. In Homer, I'm Quinton Chandler.